AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police say they'll continue to perform their duties at the Stilfontein mine in the Northwest Province, where illegal miners are underground. Yesterday, the Gauteng High Court ordered that the mine shaft be opened to allow emergency personnel to treat the Zamazamas. The court ordered the illegal miners must be allowed to exit the mine and non-emergency personnel should not enter. National SAPS spokesperson Athenda Mate says three illegal miners resurfaced yesterday.
All those who resurface will continue to be assessed by emergency medical personnel on site. Those that are in good health will be processed and detained. Those that require further medical care will be taken to hospital under police guard.
A manhunt's been launched for a matric pupil who allegedly killed another student in Gwamakota, south of Durban. It's understood the suspect stabbed the grade 8 learner at the Gwamakota Comprehensive School on Friday. The 17-year-old victim was rushed to a local clinic, where he was declared dead on arrival. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the motive for the attack is unknown.
Police in Gwamakota have opened a murder case for investigation. The suspect who fled the scene of crime after the incident is known, but was yet to be arrested at the time of reporting.
And Ukraine's foreign minister claims Russia has launched one of its largest air attacks overnight. Explosions were heard in the capital Kiev, while strikes were also reported in Lviv and critical infrastructure hit in the Zaporizhia region. As a result, Ukraine's energy operator has since announced emergency power cuts. And back home, Durban Metro Police say they'll continue beefing up their presence on the roads ahead of the festive season. 24 motorists were charged for various traffic violations during roadblocks on Umgeni, Point and Russell Street on Friday night. House visits were also conducted. Spokesperson Boyce Zungu says the charges included outstanding warrants, the roadworthiness of vehicles and driving under the influence of alcohol.
There is 58 million outstanding warrant. We started with a first roadblock. One was arrested for 85,000 warrants. One person tried to run away. That person was owing us 10,600.
He says more road traffic inspections will be conducted at hotspot areas.
We wish to advise motorists owing us to come forward so we can assist them. We can take them to court and make arrangement so they will won't find themselves in a situation like this.
Your top story, police say they'll continue to perform their duties at the Stilfontein mine in the Northwest Province, where illegal miners are underground. Yesterday, the Gauteng High Court ordered that the mine shaft be opened to allow emergency personnel to treat the Zamazamas. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.